Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Thirsty Thursday. Mr. Craig Evans with us. How you doing today?
I think fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, as long as we're healthy.
We'll see.
And not...
You look great.
Don't have the virus.
I can see you today. Yeah, I hate it when that computer screen gets in the way.
Oh, was that? Yeah, I could have put that down yesterday.
Yeah, say
yeah,
something.
Yeah, but we forgot.
Yeah, we kept forgetting.
And didn't figure it didn't matter.
Yeah, it was, we know it's our own fault.
Easily
we had this discussion.
Remedy.
We understand. We had this discussion, and we realized it's our own fault.
Yeah, we could have spoken up yesterday, but
we are further.
But
away.
We kept forgetting we at the
away.
Proper right. time.
We just didn't think to.
We are celebrating, however, National Cookie Month.
Oh, the whole month.
Yeah, so we're looking for.
You waited to the 22nd, though, man.
For Todd's
top five cookies.
Oh yeah, we'll go with top two or three.
A lot are anticipating that.
Or you for know, five, if nothing else, now. Maybe the. You know, numbers 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, I have difficulty arranging the order.
Yeah.
It changes from day to day.
It's like picking your favorite kids.
It is. I think that's easier for him.
Yeah, I think it is for him, yeah. Well, we know who's last.
Well, the rankings constantly change on that one, too.
Yeah.
Even as adult kids?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which ones have paid back and called lately?
Right. We know who's last.
The one that you think is last all the time.
It's Adam.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
And then the other four kind of switch places.
Yeah.
Every week I do a weekly ranking.
And we're not counting the fake kids?
Do you send it out?
Oh, yeah, we're counting them, too.
Do you send it out?
So it's 6.
Yeah, there would be 1 through 6.
You send out a newsletter? Were they out on the yeah, top, on the dad rankings
they're in
this
a group
week?
Text yeah. every Monday morning.
They say, shut up, dad, I'm living on my own. Paying the bills, shut up.
They get their ranking.
Oh, they just got to check his blog for Todd's power rankings every Monday.
Todd's kids power rankings. It's easy for Puss. She's one and last
yeah.
every time.
Yeah, right? It is, yeah. Oh, Ryan dropping 3 spots to number 4 this week. Had a rough week this week.
What'd he do?
Yeah, he's been consistently 1 or 2.
Really?
Lately, based on,
he's the lead. I would think that you would, knowing my dad and with the 4 kids he had, it's the least, I would think it'd be the least.
Problematic?
Not problematic, the least high maintenance for that week.
Yeah, I don't...
Problematic and high maintenance is the same
He doesn't
thing.
Owe you any money, and he called to say, hey, what's up?
Oh, he owes
That's
me
number
money.
One. Oh, okay,
yeah,
well,
but when
mind.
I gave him money a long, long time ago, and he said, I'll pay you back.
And you're still thinking he will?
I just wrote that out. But no, he hasn't cost me any money for quite some time.
Oh, so he's 1 or 2? Okay. You're going to rank him on the air now? We started dragging down this. I don't think you should do that.
Yeah, I'll do my rankings.
Mm. Yeah, Stell's 1 and last, right?
Yeah, she's 1 and, yeah, she's 1st and last.
She knows that. She can't fall on your list.
Right, I know.
Yeah, she could challenge that.
I'm paying for insurance or cell phone on several of them.
You rank your 2, Craig? And you got you have a stepson too, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
You don't rank your three?
No. No.
Is there a ranking in your head?
There would no. They would. I fear they would all just be among the others receiving votes.
Oh. He's throwing in our kids first.
All three.
Yeah.
Is there a battle at your house?
Yeah.
One and two.
Oh, at mine. She's so good. Ryder can never be one.
I mean, and he knows it.
He could be the best kid in the world, and she's better. I mean, because she doesn't. I have no problems with her.
Yeah, but she's about to be a lot more expensive.
Oh yeah, no, that's part of it. But that's college, and I'm proud of her for getting in that school. But nothing against my son. I love my son. You know that. And but it's like he's got to be just perfect to even make
it a competition.
Yeah, because so far, and I'm sure she will cause me problems. I get it. It's because kids are kids, and I cause my dad problems, and my sisters call my dad's problems. I didn't cause my dad problems, I think, until I got to out of high school. In college, right out of college, I was a little scatterbrain. Yeah. And probably through my mid-20s.
Hey, Dad, I need bail.
I needed money, not bail. But, yeah, everybody has kids or was a kid knows that they're – I mean, of course, you were one in last, too, for that matter.
Yeah, and yeah. So.
You could never be in the doghouse. If you're in the doghouse, you're
there. Oh, I could be in the doghouse.
Yeah, you could be in the doghouse, right.
Oh,
right,
no.
Yeah,
my dad and I, when I was in high school, we butted heads plenty. I'm sure I was more often than not his least favorite child.
Yeah. We butted heads with your mom a few times.
Well,
it was dark.
Touched, butted.
Sorry. Well, we were playing heads and tails. I don't know. I don't know how all that worked out.
There you go.
We butted tails, too.
Yeah, there was some button going on.
Round the horn. Let's go.
Butt was the key word.
There were some butts and some head. So is your daughter accepted at Kansas University?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that...
No, she was accepted.
Well, he's got the mug that says Kansas Dad.
Yeah,
I would hope she was accepted.
Damn it, yeah.
And you've accepted Kansas in your heart?
Yeah, it's a cool school. I wish that was a cool school. I've been there before, although I don't remember it much. I was drunk last time I was there.
And the first time you were there?
I saw a Husker game there 10 years ago with some buddies of mine.
Yeah,
Joe's listening now. He's on that trip, and we were just so wasted.
Briefly years ago. And, seemed like a nice campus.
It's a really cool campus, yeah. I mean, it's close enough, and it's not, and believe me, there's a lot more expensive schools, too, she wanted to go to, which I steered her away from.
When it's a thing again, you inclined to, like, go down for, like, a basketball game or something? Because I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, but that's a tough ticket, but I like football, so I'll go watch KU play anybody.
But I mean,
I will. I will. I have to see Fall Gallen. Yeah, I have to. People tell me you got to see a game there.
Whether or not you're a big fan of Kansas basketball, that seems like one of those sports bucket list things.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Seeing a Kansas game at Fall Gallen.
Oh
Field.
No, I will. I will see.
Yeah.
One.
I've heard you can feel the spirit of Dick Harp. Even though they probably built that after the reign of Dick Harp.
Probably.
Dick Harp.
I mean, I don't like Duke, but if I had a chance to go see a game at Cameron Indoor, I'd go see that game.
Yeah.
You know,
Our Kansas fans might know that. Did Dick Harp play in the Fog Allen Fieldhouse, or did that come later?
He was a coach there, wasn't he?
Oh, I mean coach, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know where Dick Harp played his college ball.
Fog Allen Fieldhouse opened in March of 1955.
That might have been after Dick Harp's time.
This weekend, it's Kansas-Kansas State.
Is there a name for that rivalry?
Kansas-Kansas State. It's the Sunflower Showdown.
That's right.
He did coach in Fog Allen Fieldhouse.
That's in Lawrence, right? What time's that game? I'm going to watch Penn State this weekend. What time's that game? You know?
It's happening this weekend.
You know, when Sunflower...
I don't even care if the answer.
When Sunflower Showdown, things can get bloody
and
ugly.
What time's that game? I'm going to watch the Huskers in Ohio State at 11.
You ever watched...
Got to support the local team.
A couple of Sunflowers.
That's at 11.
Oh,
FS1.
And then Penn State plays, I believe, at 2:30 our time.
Yes.
The Wildcats have won the last 11 meetings in the Sunflower Showdown.
Their football program is
and
much better
last
than
year in Lincoln, the Buckeyes won 48-7.
Well, we've turned the corner.
Oh, that game was 48-7 last year?
Yeah.
Hence the 25.5 point.
Yeah, and Ohio State, they just reloaded, man.
Just to channel the power positive pussy for your Husker fans. I'm reading good things about improvements in the offensive line from objective sources, you know, not just local slurpers.
Yeah, you can't read the local slurpers. I love that band, though, the local slurpers.
Iowa State at Oklahoma State. Iowa at Purdue.
Oh, that's right. Iowa plays this weekend, too.
Was there some COVID problems at Purdue? Didn't the coach have it?
Yeah, he did test positive.
Jeff Brohm?
Yeah.
The old Jets quarterback?
I don't remember that guy being a quarterback, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, he played at Louisville.
When I was that's head coach at Purdue right now?
I think so.
Man, that's a fun fact.
Isn't it?
It's a fact.
That's a fact, maybe.
Yeah. Well, we assume it's a fact.
I'm taking Todd's word for it. He could be completely
wrong.
Exactly.
We will take his word for it that that's a fact.
Until somebody calls us, because I don't want to look it up.
If only you cared.
I don't care.
Yeah, the first headline that comes up when you Google his name is Purdue files appeal to allow Jeff Brohm to coach remotely. So they want him, like, hooked up in some command center at home.
Well, good, because Alabama, let's show up and spread in Alabama.
Well, no, I don't think anybody, you know, if I think previously if you've been
you can't be coaching at
you,
all.
You're just out.
Well, they should allow them to coach from home.
If the technology is there,
it is there. Craig was in his bedroom for 2 weeks.
Who had the false positive? Was that Saban?
Basically, yeah, that's what they think. You know, I mean, because he tested positive once, but then the 3 days following, he tested negative.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's or that was his last day of testing positive.
That's right.
Who knows?
That's right.
Who knows?
Yeah, it does run its course, as it did in your case, Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah, but according to Dr. Mina, we all could have gave it to Craig. And then we were already ran the course, and, you know, so who knows?
But we just don't know.
We don't know anything except for it's very dangerous.
Right. And
it's not going away. In fact, this winter is going to be deadly as it was last March or something like that, or April, I should say.
And we need to study it more. Yeah.
Nope. Turn the corner.
In the meantime.
Tired of talking about it. Tired of it.
Take some safeguards.
Tired of it.
Make a sacrifice.
Yeah. But if the head coach could be at home in his basement with a 15 screens around him and a headset on, piped right into the guys on the sideline, why not?
Right. Or even give him his own booth.
And all you got to do is say.
I'm sure press row is pretty empty these days.
I want you to throw a third and fourth. You're broken up, coach. You're broken up. That's what I would do. You could easily do that. Break it up.
Aaron Rodgers said he did that a couple of times to his head coach.
Did he really? Act like he's breaking up?
Yeah.
I can't
the
hear
current head coach?
Yeah, this last past year weekend? He did it a couple of times.
Oh, last year. Okay.
Yeah.
When they weren't getting along? Okay.
Yeah, you go.
Just point your helmet. Speaker's not working. I'll just run the play I want to do.
Unfortunately, he and the new guy seem to be on the same page.
Yeah, they seem to have gelled well.
They looked really good last Sunday. I know that.
Shut up.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New study from the University of York. I guess that would be Old York.
Yeah, it's Old York in England, right?
Says that a lack of sleep significantly
blows chunks, just say that,
impairs our ability to stop unwanted and unpleasant thoughts from entering our mind.
Oh, Jesus, we live that.
Oh, I found that also what causes that
is being alive,
is too much sleep. In addition to not enough sleep, and then when I have the right amount of sleep, I also have the same symptoms.
Horrible thoughts into your brain. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So sleep really doesn't play into this at all.
No, it doesn't.
With you.
Horrible thoughts are there
doesn't
all the
seem
time.
To be. In fact, nothing seems to be a factor.
No.
For most people, sleep-deprived participants suffered an increase in unwanted thoughts of nearly 50% compared to those who had a good night's sleep. For most people, thought intrusions pass quickly, but for those suffering with psychiatric conditions like PTSD, they can be repetitive, uncontrollable, and distressing.
Oh, yeah. Sure they can.
They also say that the onset of intrusive thoughts and emotional disturbances following bouts of poor sleep can create a vicious cycle because you have those thoughts and now you can't sleep.
Oh, yeah. Had those
and nights. So therefore you don't get the sleep and you're more likely to get those thoughts.
It's a vicious circle, Craig.
Yeah, how do you break that?
Yeah,
I don't know. Drugs, alcohol.
That's what led me to the melatonin. Was just
me too.
You lay down and the brain just won't stop.
You're right.
You know,
and melatonin does work, and I still think they're going to come up. Something's going to be wrong with that eventually.
Yeah, whatever.
It's so good.
Whatever.
It's so good. It's so good. I did it last.
I'll deal with it properly, later. Though. I think you have to use it properly.
Well, I don't do it with alcohol, and I know people do, and they say it's probably safe, but I don't want to sleep. I don't need, I'm just not going to mix it. So when I don't drink on at night, I'll do a melatonin. Like last night I did a melatonin. Because I know I'm like puss. I'll lay down there. And the key, also another key to the melatonin is if you got to wake up and whiz about 3 in the morning and you still have an hour and a half to sleep, at least for me it would be another hour and a half, you can go right back to sleep.
Yeah, it does help.
But with no melatonin, you can't do that.
You found over time that you've built up your tolerance?
No,
you
gotta, 10
no,
milligrams.
No, not really.
No, a bigger dose?
No. 10 milligrams puts me down.
Yeah, 10's my number.
Yeah. And even if I'm laying there watching TV, which I do in the bed, I was watching the end of Fargo last night, and it got over, and I'm thinking, I still got a little bit of time here. And I started watching stuff, and I just got bored flipping around the TV, turned it off, didn't think I was tired, gone.
Gone, right? Yep.
It's a miracle drug. That's why something's got to be wrong with it, like cocaine. Years ago.
But it's not a drug. It's a.
I know. You know, they keep saying it's all natural and everything's great, but then why did they invent this sooner?
It's been around for a while.
I guess it has been, yeah.
We just haven't, you know.
You tried it, Craig?
Understood the joys.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Well, I think the human body produces.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
No, it does.
It's one of the tonins.
But that, you know, I. At the beginning of the pandemic, that was, you know, the room would go dark and quiet and my brain would just start to race.
Right.
And, you know, you guys know as soon as, you know, you lay there for an hour and a half and all you can think is, oh, God, I'm going to be up in 4 hours. Right. This sucks. And that just makes it worse.
Right.
And it kind of spirals out of control.
We'll have to Chris Dr. Minas. She knows
I brought up melatonin with her before, and she seems to be cool with it so far. She says just don't chop it up and snort it and do a bunch of blow with it and the cool stuff.
She's always against snorting drugs.
I know.
Hey, that's right.
All the tonins. They're serotonin. That's a good one, isn't it?
I guess.
Yeah. I don't think they make serotonin in pill form.
Right.
But it's the happy thing.
Or is that oxytocin? Tonin, tocin?
Tonin. We're talking about the tonins, not the tocins.
I thought that was a cousin.
Probably some sort of opioid cousin.
No, the oxytocin, I thought that was the happy hormone.
It might
be. That's the feel-good one.
No, that's the dopamine, too. They might
well, the oxytocin, that's
dope.
The...
they might all combine
to make
me feel
love
good.
You Astrodol. Long time thing. Yeah. That's the love thing, you know. That's
love
the
you long
thing
time.
That you get
Suck
in the cuddling.
The right,
yeah. You know, when you're cuddling and you take too long after the one-night stand, and that's the thing that kicks in to make you want to have a relationship.
The oxytocin?
Yeah.
Yep. That's the love drug.
Yeah, it's the feel-good thing.
Right. Craig is obviously full of that. Right, it's the cuddle hormone.
You had me a cuddle whore. That's all I heard right there.
Or the love hormone.
Is that what it says there?
Yeah. That's a good Barry White song. The love hormone.
A good thing is things are to get darker and colder for 3 months. That'll help us all mentally.
feels like 6 to 12.
It will.
Every winter seems like that to me, though.
It does. It does. But I've said this before. The only silver lining of the pandemic, and there's none, was it happened at the beginning of the spring, and everything was sunny and warm, and now it's not.
Oxytocin.
If you live up north, if you live down south, you know, I'm flipping you off right now.
It's apparently available in pill form.
What's it do, man? Well, you should be looking up more drugs you take.
It's a hormone. Right. It can cause or strengthen labor contractions during childbirth, control bleeding after childbirth.
Oh.
It can also be used to induce abortion. All right. Yeah.
All right, because that's going to be illegal.
The brand name is...
Put that crazy bitch in the Supreme Court.
Pitocin. You can get it with a prescription. And here you go. Alcohol, no known interactions with light drinking.
What do they consider light drinking?
Well, you make that up yourself.
Thank you.
You decide.
I don't think that's true.
What you think is light drinking.
I'm believing Dr. IT Fury over there.
We trust
drinking light beer, yeah. I'm pretty sure is what it is.
Eight or nine of them?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Well, it's light drinking.
Or light-colored alcohol.
Yeah, I like that. Light vodka.
Yeah.
Light-colored wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, alcohol you can see through. Go ahead.
All right, I'll buy that.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Mean is going to love that one.
A nice Blanco tequila.
Vodka, white wine.
A little white wine, yeah. I love white wine.
Light beer.
I'll try some of that tonight with my oxytocin.
I'm pretty sure we nailed that.
I think we did, too. All right. You look for the keyword there. No, yeah. I saw one of those Facebook quizzes. It says, your alcoholic name. You put your first name down, and then you put your last name down.
Yeah. I laughed at that one.
And it was simple, and I laughed. I saw it this morning. I like that. What's your alcoholic name? Mike Tyler.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.